Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Hebrew in the Morning, Laura Stiles Rosenberg. They're on assignment right now, but we continue to cover some things for Black History Month. And this young lady right here is making history. I Best Wines. My friend Ingrid Best is with us. Ingrid, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm good. It's good to be here. You know, we family, so I got to remember.
We're going to get into our history as a part of this whole thing, but I definitely wanted to get right to your new wine brand and this whole journey and how you got to this moment, because this is history making.
Yes, it is. It is. And it feels good to be here. It feels good to make history. I launched I Best Wines October 10th of 23, so we're just a little over 100 days old. It's my namesake brand. After being in the wine and spirits business for over 20 years, I decided to bet on myself. I took a trip to South Africa. I fell in love. And I Best Wines is really my love story with South Africa.
Wow.
The wine is from the Stellenbosch region. You know, I blended both of the blends with an incredible winemaker. And it really is a dream come true. Like, I honestly can tell you I'm living the dream. And the brand is beautiful.
So now, walk us through, first and foremost, how many Black women are even in the wine space? And do you guys communicate with one another? What is that?
Yeah, so, you know, less than 1% of the wine industry is made up of Black founders, Black brands. So there's little to no representation. However, the people that have broken into the industry, and there are a number of them, powerhouses, are doing tremendous work despite the odds, right? Many of us are in contact. I can tell you, as I was building the brand, it was important for me to start telling people, like, listen, I'm moving from being, you know, on the marketing side, right, on the supplier side for the last 20 years into being a founder. And everyone has been hugely receptive. I mean, folks know me in this business, right? So it's not new news that I would be attached to something.
Right.
I think new news is that it's mine. But I've gotten huge support from people just saying, how can we help you? Is there anything that we can do as founders? Because the founder role is way different than the executive role. It's all on you, you know?
So you are in the wine and spirits business, or excuse me, mostly in the spirits business. I think you were working with Hennessy. Am I saying that right?
So I worked at I started at Diageo as the ambassador launching a brand. I then went on to LVMH on the Moet Hennessy portfolio. I was on Hennessy for years, Belvedere. I then went to Bacardi. I ran the joint venture for Roc Nation and Bacardi on Douce, which is really how I landed in South Africa. I launched Douce in South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria. And that's where, like, I was like, oh, wait, there's a whole wine region here that I didn't know about, right? I then went on to run the joint venture for Combs and Diageo. And then I decided it was time for me to bet on myself.
The idea of betting on yourself, you know, a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs. A lot of people have an entrepreneurial spirit, and I applaud that. But you often hear that it's not for everyone. Anybody watching us have this conversation right now, what are kind of those first things you need to make sure are calibrated correctly before you quote unquote bet on yourself? What were some of the first things you did?
Yeah, I first want to start with telling you what a founder, a powerhouse founder, told me one day, Fawn Weaver. She said, founders have a different heartbeat. We just have a different heartbeat. And so what I would tell you is that you have to have the heart and the courage before anything. You have to be courageous to step out and say, I'm going to go ahead and put everything that I have into something that I believe. And then the last thing I would say is a lot of times, sometimes founders think they could do it all themselves. And though we are doing a good majority of work, you need teams. And so I'll tell you, I've been blessed with five other Black women who have built this thing alongside me. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
So you got the heart, the management skills, and I'm sure there's some financial kind of comprehension skills that have to go into this as well. Understanding how to manage the money, not just the idea.
Absolutely. And so when I talked about that business piece, you know, a lot of people don't realize those 20 something years that I spent working for those big suppliers, I mastered, you know, building a P&L, managing all the operations, what your COGS look like. And a lot of folks just think, you know, it's figuring out something cool to launch, but you really do have to have the business chops by way of understanding the finance piece of it and the modeling piece. So one of the women on my team, you know, comes with a tremendous wealth of experience in building models for business from a financial standpoint. Listen, we're building these businesses to make money. We should be anyway, right? And so you have you yourself and then the folks on your team need to come with that level of experience. And I think that's the hard part. I think oftentimes, you know, dreams don't necessarily always meet experience. And that for me would be one of the critical advices that I would give any founders. Like, you got to go out and you got to go master that thing for you to really be successful.
I read an article recently, and it was about Black business owners and the missed opportunities for Black business owners in selling their business, because there's this feeling, this obligation, where when there's a successful Black business, you don't want to sell it because of the representation aspect, where you miss the, you know, because businesses in business, often it the idea is build it to sell it, right? And that's what business is. Is that your journey? Is that, you know, is that your experience where you become so attached to a brand that you've built that when it does blow up and it does become time to take on new partners or maybe even sell the brand, there's concern because you are representing, you know, Black women and Black people in a space where there's not many of us?
You know, I think another critical point to understanding the business that you're building is understanding your goal. And so my goal, for instance, is to have iBest Wines acquired in a historical acquisition in 5 years. Right. And so I've built the business very much so minded of that. There is, I think, a bit of a stigma, especially in the Black and Brown community, around acquisition, around selling, around what does that mean for legacy? And for me, you know, accessing a level of wealth that allows me to continue to put back into my communities, continue to put back into building businesses, mentoring people is critical, right? So I'm not shying away from acquisition. You know, I know the business that I've been in for the last 20 years. I know the money that we can stand to make in an acquisition. And I think we need to get more comfortable in learning about what that means. You know, why you would build a business, create a valuation, and then exit if that's what you choose to do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, right. Ingrid Best, so part of the cheat code here, now we'll go into our history. Ingrid's been a hustler since we was 15 years old. And, you know, from the Bay Area, and Ingrid started, how old were you when you and Crystal started y'all first business?
I was 19 or 20. I was like 19, 20.
19, 20. And what was that first business that you started?
It was Keep It Real Promotions. We had a street team company.
That's right.
And we originally worked with Sway on his street team promotions company. And then we got hot and we were like, we could do this. And Sway was like, go ahead, do y'all thing.
And she's talking about Sway in the morning, Sway on the radio, Sway. You know, like, yes, goes back to that.
And it was during the days where there were lots of labels, an incredible time in music. There were a lot of us running those promotion divisions, like Renee McLean, Barnett Reed, you know, Shanti Das, all the legends in the music space. And so young people like us had an opportunity to get in, get in those accounts, work those records at radio, you know, work the records at the record store, because at that time there were record stores.
Right.
And so it was an incredible time. And I tell people all the time, I pull a lot from my experience as a street promoter. You know, when you have to just figure it out, and it's about your relationships, and it's about connecting with people, and it's about working things that you're passionate. I was passionate about all those records. You know, we lived. Yeah. We lived that time, right? So
we was in the streets. Yeah. Yo, you know, y'all think y'all was outside? We was outside.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Every night, every club, every party from L.A. to the Bay to Sacramento to Seattle, we was all up and down that run.
Absolutely. And you know what? We got a lot of stamina. And so a lot of young marketers nowadays are like, you just going so hard. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you have no idea what going hard looks like. Because those street promotion days, you know, you were up doing promo runs at the radio stations early. You were going to the record stores in the middle of the day, and then you were out at night promoting the records in the clubs. So, you know, I got my chops.
This is 1990, 91, 92?
It was, for me, it was around 94, honestly, because I was born in 93. You know, my baby boy, who is now a grown man.
Yo, your son is, and what, he's 30 almost?
He's going to be 30.
Great.
So and he's like my marker for those times, right? So that was 30 years ago that we were grinding and building, and we're still here doing it as impactful as we were then. And again, I pull so much from that time. Like in the pandemic, when everybody was trying to figure out like how to market, I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
You know,
our boy Renee McClain, he's doing very well for himself.
Proud of him and Lillette.
Yeah.
You know, they inspire me so much. And again, those are relationships from back in those street team days. I mean, many of us are still connected. You know, I regularly reach out to Shanti Das. I'm proud of her, the work she's doing in the mental health.
Her podcast is doing very well.
Yeah. And then, of course, you. I mean, we all came up together.
Yeah.
And it was just a really special time. And I would like to say I watch you all. Y'all are still applying a lot of that same game.
Oh, yeah.
To what we're doing now. So
now I want getting into the wine and spirits space now. So iBest Wines is available everywhere.
Right now we launched again in October. Mm-hmm. We're available in New York, New Jersey, Florida, California, and we're launching in Georgia the beginning of March, which is we're super excited about. We secured one of the largest distributors in Georgia, which is not an easy feat for a new brand. And then online, we're for the most part available everywhere. So in this business, you have to build your distribution footprint. That takes a lot of work. You also don't want to go too wide too fast. So we feel like where we are now is good, and we'll continue to build from there.
Is there something that, you know, people who are watching this convo, hearing this convo, obviously go online to purchase it, but, you know, in supporting you in this brand, what can we all do to rally around you?
Yeah, so I think the first thing would be to support us by buying the brand, right? iBestWines.com. You can find the wine and order it there. You can also see the stores and the restaurants that we're in on our website. I would say going into places and asking for it, requesting it, right? Letting people know that you want to see it in their establishments. And then I would say we really want to help the South African wine region have a presence here in the US, right? Like, it was very deliberate that I launched a brand from South Africa. It's sorely underrepresented. And I think there are regions like, you know, Napa and France and Italy that, you know, have their shine, and especially, you know, culture is very like immersed in those regions, but we need to get immersed in the South African wine region. There's incredible wine coming from South Africa, and iBest Wines is just one of many, right? And for me, again, it's a love story with the region that I'm hoping people celebrate. So I would say embrace the South Africa wine region and the wine that's coming from their iBest Wines.
Now, these you mentioned earlier in the combo that these wines are mixed, blended. What are the blends?
Yep. So the white blend is Chardonnay, Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc. And the red blend is Cabernet, Petite Sirah, Shiraz, and Malbec. I was very deliberate in those blends, working with the winemaker. I really wanted to show people the breadth of wine coming out of South Africa. I think a lot of people don't know. They assume Pinotage and Chenin Blanc, which are great varietals, but there's incredible wine coming out of South Africa. So very deliberate with the blends. It's my way of saying, hey, discover this at the same time. Mm-hmm. The blends are incredible. They're beautiful. They're approachable. You can drink them, you know, with a meal. You can drink them on their own. And the package is sexy, right? Everyone who's seen the brand is like, this is incredible. So it's my way of bringing, I think, some art to the wine industry.
There it is. iBest Wines. This is family right here. Ingrid Best is her name. She is very, 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 very amazing. She's a loving, amazing friend. You've always been super supportive of me since the 90s. And I'm proud of you. I'm happy. And I'm happy I'm in a place to support you in this endeavor, too, man. This is really dope.
You know, I love you. I'm proud of you. We got to keep pushing. And yeah, we here. iBest Wines.
So now, here go another piece for the audience, too. Ingrid family is Devin Haney.
Yeah.
Which is even, that's crazy, too.
Yeah, that's my bonus.
You introduced me to him.
Yeah, I did. And you embraced us when we first started doing radio. I was like, listen, we want people to know about him. He's an incredible athlete, right? He's one of those like prodigies. He's a one of one.
Yep.
But
yep.
He's also a great guy.
Person. He's and a great I person.
Know, he's a great person. And it's important for me for people to know that, because I think a lot of times people think athletes, boxing, there's a stigma, but Devin is the best of the best. And it's been a blessing to witness him from the day he was born to now, this incredible brand, businessman, and champion, world champion. And there's no denying that.
Right.
And he's just getting started. You know, he's really, if you think about it, he's just getting started.
How old
so
is
thank
he now?
You. 24.
Yo. 24. Crazy.
And he's been around the world to box. He never says no to a fight, you know, and he's got his own promotions company he's had since day one. He's a businessman, and I'm proud of him. I'm super, super proud of him, and I ride with him. And for me, I just want people to really understand that it's not just that he's an athlete, but this young guy is very clear about what he wants his destiny to be. And he's done it his way. He's done it his way.
And he's done the work.
And he's done the work. And he's a founder, right? So speaking of founders, he's a founder. He's a founder of Devin Haney Promotions alongside his father, William Haney. And I'm just proud of them. I'm really proud of them.
Ingrid Best, iBest Wines, thank you for your time. Look her up. You are making Black history right now. We are so proud of you. Shout to Oakland. They are proud of you.
And
the Bay Area all the way around.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me here. And to all the founders, all the dreamers, keep going. You know, there's a space for you, take up space. And I hope my story acts as just an inspiration to anyone who's thinking about betting on themselves. This is a beautiful place to be.
Is this, are you in a place as a company where, like, you know, the ladies do these, what do they call, paint and sips? Is that, so, is your brand, that's, is that like your zone where somebody's like, listen, we do a weekly paint and sip, or we have a mother, you know, the, especially like postpartum moms, you know, the wine drinking and getting together postpartum mom thing is definitely a thing too.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm glad you bring that up. Listen, for me, art is wine, and we want to be adjacent to all things art. I'm an art collector. I'm an art lover. You know, we just had our first experience of pouring wine in a museum at the Brooklyn Museum.
Brooklyn Museum, Swizz and Alicia.
Yeah, and that exhibit was just, it was incredible. Everybody needs to check it out. But yeah, whether it's a sip and paint, whether it's you're just flipping through art books, whether you're online or on social researching new artists, you know, one of my big inspirations for iBest Wines was art. Mm. I mean, it was a huge inspiration because there is just this kinship between art and wine. And so, yeah, a sip and paint with iBest Wines, it would be incredible.
We need to set that up. I don't know if I'm the proper promoter for said event, but, you know, maybe I could support. Because, yes, you know, I ain't got, I'm going to be outside playing dominoes or standing on the block smoking a blunt. Y'all could be in there sipping and painting.
Wine and painting, yes. Yes.
Well, look, Ingrid, I love you so much. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'll see you soon. And everybody is iBestWines.com. Thank you for the love in advance.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.